This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
I'm
Shope
not.
Yes, you and the are. Bulldog. No, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Whose team are you on in that clip? If yeah. I'm the head coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking, that clip makes me sound like I'm the juice box boy. Like, I'm pretty
You're
sure.
putting yourself into that?
That's what I feel like. I'm the guy that has to go get the juice boxes.
Who was
just
the other guy?
Of the order.
Me?
Where the names are said.
Oh.
And the Bulldog. You're the guy that's supposed to go get me, back me up and go get me juice boxes. And they're like, okay, I guess I'm juice box guy.
I had nothing to do with it.
I'd never really thought about it before. Before right now, and it's the first time you've ever commented on that open, and I just was thinking about that open for the first time ever.
I think I've maybe mentioned before that I think it's fun. Juice boxes are funny there, right? It's Will Ferrell. A juice box, like it's not a Gatorade, it's not a beer.
Right.
It's a juice box. That's funny. You know, think about like whether juice boxes should be more mainstream. Like, why don't you ever see adults drinking out of a juice box? You never see it. Are there places you can go where you do see it?
Kids' birthday parties when we're thirsty and out of alcohol?
What happened to those little hugs? Remember those? Plastic, see-through container, sort of like a football shape almost with the metal top that you peeled off.
There it is.
What happened to those?
Metal top.
Over the juice box.
Metal top.
100% over the juice box. You've got to be happy.
I never liked how those, I always thought those tasted like chalk.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've never tasted chalk, but I think I've never tasted chalk.
I
miss them. Grape.
I had a chalk ingesting problem when
Quote,
I was a kid.
Grape.
It's a sensitive area.
Probably not grape.
I'm going to go talk to
Purple.
HR about your lack of sensitivity towards eating chalk.
Purple, not grape.
Do we have HR? We do.
What?
It's not in the building. Anyway.
You got your defenseman. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, that was the guy I thought made the most sense. I was honestly hoping, I don't know if it sounded that way on Friday, but I was pushing back on you saying, like, they don't need more defense. And that was the guy I had in mind, really. It just sort of fit where the rankings were. It's that this guy should, if he's there when they want to pick, it won't be perceived as them reaching or anything. It sort of fits. If he is there, somebody doesn't take him before that. He was around their second defenseman in the draft, according to Scott Wheeler, I think. And so, yeah. yeah, that worked. And I'm sort of in the same place I was Thursday afternoon following the Paterka trade, which was, I like what's happening. I like the moves that are being made, but I don't like how any of it sounds, because it's already, to my ears, starting to sound like we're being prepped for there not to be an impactful offensive player brought in here. After the draft on Saturday, Adams is talking about out-competing more skilled teams, and there was a quote about, like, scoring wasn't really our problem. Quinn is mentioned. Benson is like the tsunami is gathering strength off the coast, and we'll see. It may not become a full-fledged tidal wave. Maybe it'll get swept back out to sea by some move that gets made in the next 48 hours or so. But
yeah, but how much energy do you have to sort of make that point?
I'm nervous.
When does it ever happen?
I'm nervous. I like Timmons. Timmons for Clifton is a win. It's not a huge win, but it's, to me, an upgrade. Clifton needed to go, and I'm glad that they did. And it wasn't like a huge problem. They could have just had him here as a depth guy, maybe, but does this team keep $3 million in the press box? So changing him out for Timmons, you know, again, not earth-shattering, but I think you got better there.
I might like it if they put $3 million into the press box.
Yeah.
Just to sort of make it nice.
So I like that. The picks all sort of, you know, we'll see. I mean, whatever. I like the first pick and the third pick on paper, the meanest guy in the draft. Like, they're leaning into that. We'll see if the league changes again by the time these guys are ready to play in the NHL, but whatever. So I like each move. I can sort of, okay. But the thing that... Well,
good for you for trying.
The thing that needs to happen, that I still think needs to happen, hasn't happened. And I can only hope that Adams is playing some kind of 3D chess by sounding like he doesn't need to do it, sounding like they're fine keeping Byram if it comes to that. And really, that's just an effort to sort of drive the cost up and hopefully make a deal here, you know, either before tomorrow or, you know, after.
3D chess.
I
the Sabres?
I know.
All you said was you were hoping.
I'm hoping.
It's nice of you to say it.
I'm hoping, yeah. So I don't know what to really make of it right now.
I think your read is probably right, that we don't know if we – when is it ever different? We don't know if we can do the obvious thing, and it's going to be expensive, and it's hard, and, you know, just so you know, we still have Jack Quinn. I would never say they don't need defensemen. They need everything, but I don't like allocating a top 10 pick to a defenseman when they have Dahlin in power. And for that matter, Samuelson, given his contract, I mean, he's not on the same level as those players. For me, it was Megan Chayka who blurted it out almost as soon as the Sabres announced the pick. Do they need AD though? Like, is that really what is missing and it's years off? That's why I didn't like this idea, but I'm not going to pretend like I'm not standing on anything when I say it. You know, mm-hmm. Like there were two guys I sort of bought into that were not defensemen that had been picked. One is Higgins. The other guy was the guy that was mentioned, Brady Martin.
Yeah, right.
He went five.
He went five, yeah. I think I said to Brayton Wilson, who did a lot of draft work for the station and the website, WGR550.com, when he visited with us on Friday, is that it sort of feels to me like Martin and Higgins have switched spots. Like, a lot of the rankings that you would have looked at in, like, after seasons were done, I would say, sort of, Higgins was maybe third or fourth, and Martin was 10 or 12, somewhere in that range. And as the thing was creeping closer, it very much felt like those two guys had switched spots preference-wise with teams, and at least the teams that were making the picks on Friday felt that way, because Martin went, what, fifth overall, I think? Yeah. And Higgins lasted a little bit longer.
Seven.
That would have gotten interesting, like, if he'd have been there, because that would have been a hard choice, I think. Even for me, to turn your back on a guy that was that highly rated at nine – you know, I like this defenseman just fine, but that to me would have been a tough decision to make.
Yeah, and for me it would have been easy. But yes, you're saying like you might have been open to it. You would have been
open to it. I would not be in here screaming about they passed on Murda if they'd picked Higgins. I can tell you that. I don't know. I think I could have gotten behind it pretty easily, but
well,
I didn't get that chance.
I'm not going to apologize for this. I just have no hope. Like, I just do not see this. The Sabres had the weekend and prior to kind of reassert themselves and sort of, to some extent, get you back. Like, that is always there for them. But how to do that would not have been trading Paterka. It would have been more how you were about him, which is like, no, buddy, you work here.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. I don't have a problem with who they got, but I don't know if it's going to be high impact. Like, Paterka is somebody who has been pretty high impact and he could get higher. So, didn't love that at all. And then the draft, you know, Byram is still on the team. Why? Because they couldn't trade him? Haven't been able to yet? Haven't we had that, like, every year with somebody that, you know, maybe they'll move this guy? I'm going back to Ristolainen, you know? Like, maybe they'll move this guy. Makes sense. People are wondering about it. So, the Sabres are talking to certain media people about it. Byram has been easily that. Like, he's been somebody, he's been in everybody's articles
mm-hmm.
whole time. Not traded. What's going to happen? Are they going to really? They're not going to give him a big contract, right?
I don't think they will. I don't think they have to. I don't know that Byram wants it. But the situation may dictate that he just sort of swallows hard and lives with a qualifying offer or a 2-year deal at some handsome bump. But, and, you know, the Sabres, again, Adams is saying, he's saying everything, right? So whether it's a bridge deal or an 8-year deal, he has said about Byram. So
there was an Adams quote about him that I thought was good for my purposes, which was, and this is from Paul Hamilton's article, in speaking with Byram's agent, Darren Ferris, Adams said, quote, "I've just been very honest with him." Like, that doesn't sound, you know, he gave away, Adams likes to talk, and maybe sometimes it's not in his best interest. But, you know, to anybody inclined to try to read between the lines, he gave it away with Paterka. 5 minutes into the last press conference, Paterka was gone. Like, he just didn't say the things you would say. He went into other players. Like, he didn't even give you this. He did on Tuck, who was almost the same conversation, but, you know, he wants to be here, et cetera. Didn't on Paterka. He told you. He was going. And so you didn't need Darren Dreger, right? Like, he was going. So he'll sometimes give it away. And for me, that sounds like we're not giving Bowen Byram that contract. I've been honest with the agent. You know, like, that's even just almost a quote. I've just been very, even the just, in my word obsessed mind, even the word just there, I've just been very honest with him. You know, I'm telling you, we're not doing it.
My guess would be that everything he is saying about Byram is just some effort to give teams that are interested in him, that have been calling him maybe for months about this player, I doubt it's working, but some impression that, look, I don't have to trade this player. But I don't have to do it. I will keep him.
But this line is admitting to those teams, if they're reading these mm-hmm. things closely too, it's not going to happen. So I don't mean a trade. I just mean, like, the big deal.
Right, right.
So if I'm another team, I'm not afraid of that.
Right.
You know? Agree? You want to put it, like, read the context? I don't know. I've just been very honest with him. It's something you would say when, like, they've been very honest with me when I'm going to try to make the big deal.
I think you can perceive being very honest as you might be stuck here.
Well, right, right.
But I don't know. I can't.
All I'm doing is ruling out the big contract.
Right, and I'm not sure that I would want to do that based on that.
Okay.
But still, I don't think it's coming either. I don't think the player and the agent want it at all. So that's my guess. I mean, there's probably a price tag where it gets ridiculous and you can't say no. And I just don't think it warrants getting there anyways.
Well, what's he worth? Like, if you wanted to trade him, the Sabres got pushed into the Paterka thing, right? They just felt like they had to do it. And I don't know, they might have done all right in that trade. It's not Paterka, but it's two guys, and it was a few days before, like Thursday? Wednesday night. So, you know, they liked it. We talked on Friday, or Thursday and Friday. Like, I choose not to hate it. So, okay. But this player, if you rank the possible outcomes by what's in the Sabres' best interest, if you don't want to sign him to a long-term contract, And part of that might be because you know the player doesn't want to either. What is the order? One is trade by a lot. Two is some sort of bridge deal. Two, is there anything else? I mean, there's one, two?
Yeah, I don't think there's really any other. I don't think a long-term deal makes sense for either side, so I would rule that out.
Doing that.
All right.
Trade one, keep him short-term two.
Right.
And so why isn't he traded? I mean, this is the safe, this is the number one complaint about them, isn't it? Or is it just like money spent? Let's rank that. Let's make that list.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that. But just like the inaction, here's a player that you, there's almost no other outcome that works but to move him. And you've got enough Emily Kaplan's out there talking about his being traded. It doesn't happen. Why doesn't it happen?
Well, maybe this is where the order of things being done the way they were hurts. And also the return. I mentioned this, I think, on Friday. When it started to become apparent, at least from the comments and from the reports from the, you know, the big guys, your TSNs and your Sportsnets, saying, you know, they're not finding the return they want on a Byram deal. And these things don't have to be connected, but being perceived as selling low on Paterka could result in teams trying to buy low on, from you on Byram, force you to sell low on Byram. And if you don't want to do that, in a, you know, singularly, you don't want to do that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Then you have a problem. It compounds if Byram was the guy you really wanted to trade all along. Paterka was that. Maybe you should have took your time on Paterka. Again, you know, maybe you're not going to get the return that you liked, in particular from Utah. Maybe they move on to something else. I don't know. But dealing Paterka first and leaving you with Byram, perceived as dealing from a weak deck, maybe doesn't get you a good deal on Byram, and maybe the reverse order would have done better.
Maybe.
And so now I think the reason he's not dealt is there. He knows he's got to kill this trade. I think he can maybe recognize they like the guys, I'm sure, that they got from Utah just fine, right? But if the objective analysis is saying you got fleeced, I think you have to try harder to make sure that doesn't happen with the next move you make. So there's no selling low on Byram now because you already sold low on Paterka.
But what are the actual consequences if you do that? Are there really any? I mean, how many years go by? How many moves don't work out?
Well, that's right.
What are the actual consequences?
We're all going to say this is terrible and whatever. They'll keep going.
Nothing will change.
They'll play their games.
Right. I just don't think he's that good. And that's the whole reason why I think he was always scary to me as somebody the Sabres might invest in long term. They had made the, you know, for whatever it's worth, commitment to him in the trade. Like, you're talking about GMs and appearances. Now, Mittelstadt's on another new team since then. He's not been a star or anything. He's not one of these multitude of Sabres who leave him and win.
Right.
But, like, still, you gave away a first-round pick for this player. You want it to work out. And so you don't want to trade him. It's what you're saying, just in a different, from a different angle. Mm-hmm. You don't want to trade him for somebody, for a non-first-round pick or just, like, somebody who's going to play in Rochester, something like that. But if that's the best you can do, what are you going to do? What do the Sabres usually do? Pass. Sit there. And then, I don't know, maybe he's on the team and maybe that's not a disaster, but what the guy showed here is that if you put him with Dahlin, he's fine, which who cares? And if you don't, he's a mess. So, like, don't other teams know that too? And the Sabres want some sort of a deal here. The team that trades for him has to sign him big. Right? Like, that's what the Sabres would be thinking, is somebody comes along for Byram and it's like 7 years, $50 million.
That's who I want to be on the phone with. I do not want to trade him to a team that just wants to kick his tires and give him a qualifying offer. I want to trade him to somewhere where they're going to give me assets fitting for a guy that they're going to turn into a cornerstone.
But that team has to exist.
Right. That team has to show itself and be willing to do all of those things, give up the assets, and then pay the player. Because you don't get that return without them committing to the contract.
Right. So guess what? That team does not exist because teams are smart now, and he's not worth it. So now what? I don't know. Like, were they surprised that they couldn't? I wish I knew, like, what the offers were. We almost never get to know that. Unless it's involving Marco Rossi, then they tell you, like, an hour later.
Right.
this is what Minnesota. He wasn't traded, was he?
No. Not that I've seen, no.
Can we still do that, maybe?
I don't really want to.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with Byram, because what is he worth? Is there a team? Maybe there isn't. What else about the draft was the usual thing that we talk about but didn't happen? Oh, well, I mean, these picks are for sale, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of wants out after, what, top five or something like that, but nobody can do it because same thing. They're not getting offers that are interesting to them, which, you know, that's fine. I don't mind at all that the Sabres drafted a player. That wasn't my thing this year, like that they had to trade the pick or something
I only liked it as an idea to sweeten a Byram trade. Like, if that can help get something across the finish line, yeah. I'm not going to be crying over here that I didn't get to pick at 9.
Same.
But that didn't happen. And so, yeah, I didn't need them to just move down. Just cause. I thought, you know, that would be hard to do, and probably was.
Well, the best part about making the pick is that, like so many other teams, we got to watch them interview the player. Whose idea? Who thought that would be good? Just in different ways, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's a terrible watch. It's super awkward and boring. Of course, like, we like that you are a good two-way player. And the I am so happy to be a part of this. And they're on camera, and everybody's just so stiff, totally hockey. Like, that's how it always would be.
I thought the Bruins won the draft simply
By
not talking.
Yes.
To me, it's at least possible that they just pretended their crap didn't work.
That's what I said on Twitter when that happened.
Same. Yeah.
Sabres have to fake a technical difficulty here.
If I'm the Bruins, I was watching the first, whatever it was, 6 picks and going, yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to do that.
But the Sabres weren't any worse either than anybody else.
No, but the whole thing was, the whole, I, in a way, loved it because it became hilarious, which is not in any way a good thing, but I had fun watching it. Owen and I we were laughing almost, you know, pretty regularly. We had a very good time watching it. which is not what, you know, I would have had a good time if it were well done and buttoned up and, you know, sleek and interesting. That would have worked too. Instead, we got a comedy of errors. So, yeah, there's no way that the GMs, when they, we want to work from, you know, our draft room. We don't want to, you know, decentralize. When did they find out they had to do that?
I know.
Because there's no way they would have signed up for doing this if they knew they were going to have to do that.
That's what Joe said. Sneaky Joe was like, did Bettman deliberately tank this draft strategy by, you know, there's your 3D chess where Bettman's like, let's make it really almost unwatchable.
Right.
So that next year everybody's together again.
Right.
There's your 3D chess. Is he somebody you would give credit like that to? I don't know. Well, there is a development camp now, and Paul was out there today. We'll talk to Paul later in the show. Luke Fox today, get an analysis of not just what happened over the weekend. Most of what's going to matter in the short term in the NHL is going to happen in the next 48 hours. It's not even like as usual. Like the draft is mostly guys who are years away, if ever away. But, of course, free agency tomorrow. So we'll get in on that. Big doings between the Steelers and Dolphins today. Bulldog will not deprive me of, I'm saying it now, Jonnu Smith analysis here. That's just going to, I'm going to force it in.
It's warranted. I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
That's an AF. Yeah, I mean. The
ADP.
The Steelers think they're going to be good, I think, and that's interesting.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that. Yes. Okay. 803-0550 for your calls. Luke Fox, Paul Hamilton, get into this football trade too. Thoughts on the Sabres weekend are welcome, appreciated. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Okay, if you take 28 goals out of your lineup and potentially more because JJ's still a young player, what do you do? How do you replace it? What happens? And some of it can be the internal, the guys like the Jack Quinns of the world and Zach Benson's progressing in their own game. But to be honest with you, when I really boil it down, I think with the talent that we have, we weren't as focused or concerned about scoring goals. It's more, can we defend better? Can we be a team that is harder to play against, defensively plays the game more responsible, I guess would be a better way to say it. And I think both of these players, that's why we focus so much on them, will help in that regard. So that's a big part of it.
Kevin Adams, so the Sabres might be transitioning to, you know, a usable trait.
Not scoring goals.
Well, that's how someone mean would put it. That's one way to put it. Tougher to play against. Remember, it's just like, I don't want to sort of be two-faced here because we like that,
mm-hmm.
right?
No,
like that.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's just sort of bad team talk. Teams without real cup aspirations, real high end, really don't waste your time with grit so much. Maybe, you know, they'll get asked about grit and then they'll say, oh, absolutely. But it's really just like not fundamental to the construct.
Oh.
You think it is?
Yeah.
I just think...
I think they don't get asked about it because they have it. You're not a cup contender right now without it.
You're not a cup contender without talent either.
Sure. I also agree.
So if you have that, maybe the point, the wrong point is to say, like, talking about it. Like, maybe that's not the right point. But it's just, I think you gravitate there when you don't have / can't get your hands on the top, you know... stars, basically. So you make it about...
Sure. No, it is a little... It's a bit of, you know... It's harder to play against... It's their turn.
Came up on the wheel.
They're getting picked early today because that's the thing that we weren't really good at. We did score... We were, what, top 10 in 5-on-5 scoring? You know, having skilled offensive players also should, in theory, help your power play, which... this team absolutely needs, but okay, that's another conversation, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, you spin the wheel. Like, we're not any good. What was our problem? You know, for a while it was scoring. Then, you know, 3 years ago they scored like crazy. Then they tried to pull back on that a little to toughen up and get more responsible defensively. I don't remember how often they talked about being harder to play against, but, you know, same thing. And that didn't work. And so they swung back, and now this year, this past season, scoring again, with the exception of the power play, somehow, anyway, but scoring better, defensive problems all over the ice, goaltending was a problem again, no surprise with defensive problems, and so now we're back to that. And, it's a little like, you know, it's not the same thing, but it echoes of, we need a coach that everyone's going to – a discipline. We need a disciplinarian. Oh, we need a guy who's more friendly. Like, if you have the mean mustache, tough disciplinarian coach, and that doesn't work and you fire him, then you get the guy that is going to let you have the ping pong table. And then when that doesn't work – this is from straight out of the Bills draft drought handbook. When that doesn't work, then you pivot back to the tough guy again. And you just keep going. And that's where we are with the Sabres right now is, you know, we were small and soft. Everybody said it. And we believe it, and more importantly, we can sell it. Like we're going to change that about ourselves. Look, and do I sound conflicted about them right now? I'm not sure if I'm conflicted exactly. I like the effort that's being made in that area, but it cannot be at the expense of scoring goals and being talented and having a middle of the pack even power play. All things that they should be aspiring to do, that somehow has escaped any analysis during this offseason so far, that their power play was terrible despite this riches, all these riches of talent that they had. So, like, we can afford to trade J.J. Paterka because we're going to score. We score. Okay, except when you really should with the man advantage, you don't, but all right.
Well, last year, they hired Lindy Ruff. I was at the event. I'm sure he said it numerous times. I was present for one of those times when he was talking about, you know, his feelings about the Sabres from afar. Like, what kind of team is it that you're inheriting, right? And he talked about how offense, my words, offense runs its course. Eventually, people figure you out. And that's what he said. I was sitting right next to him or right in front of him. He, like, eventually teams figure out how to defend you. So he got his hands on it. He got his hands on a team that had goal scoring ability, but he thought, among other things, that maybe the style of play was getting them beat. And what did we get? 10th in the league in goals, 29th in goals against, and a terrible power play, which I think is mostly coaching. Like, you don't have talent deficiency on the Sabres. So what did we get? We got a coach with tons of experience who we like that was the idea, I think, was to flip that. And it totally didn't happen, and they went the wrong way. They were worse as a team, you know, last year. So, whoops. And now I think maybe we're going to double down. Part of it is out of necessity. Do we really want to trade Paterka, or do we just feel like we had to? So this is how it is. You know, goals are expensive. Third pair defensemen are not. The Josh Dones of the world are not. I mean, that's perfectly in line with the Sabres, you know, identity as a franchise. They don't want to spend. So, okay, we'll trade the young goal-scoring witch who, you know, not a perfect player, but it's going to cost us a lot of money. We'll do that. And, you know, this can always be adjusted. But I don't know, like, the weekend's over. And free agency is never their day. July 1st is just never their day. What would make it their day tomorrow?
I honestly don't even have a I don't even have
it's
a...
Too far it's, yeah. from reality to right. even, like, ponder.
I am not going to, yeah. I'm not going to give anyone the speech about, you know, try to get in the room with Mitch Marner's people or something.
Forget it.
Come on, I can't even. No. So, no, I agree. Maybe the biggest surprise, and this doesn't even mean that it would be a good idea that it would work, but the biggest surprise tomorrow would be the Sabres finding a winger that credibly deserves $8 million a year and signing him. That would be mind-boggling. if the player wanted to do that, if they wanted to do that, it would blow my mind. So I rule that out. Like my best hope for offense right now is that once Brian Rust can't control where he goes anymore at 34, soon to be 34 years of age, that you can trade Bo Byram for him. That's, you know, and that doesn't have to happen tomorrow. Well, actually, that can't really happen until after tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Till noon. Well, once noon hits tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow.
That he's a free, then that no move is gone.
Okay.
And you could do that. That's the ceiling to me.
803-0550. Garrett is with us. Hello, Garrett.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Okay, thank you.
Just for context here, I'm a 21-year-old college kid, so I have suffered long and hard about watching the Sabres never make the playoffs, basically. And, you know, I wonder what, obviously you guys touched on how soft we've been, you know, pretty much forever. And I remember the days of, like, you know, Nick Deslauriers and even Foligno when he was around. And I just kind of wonder what your guys' thoughts were on our third round pick and his physical prowess that he had. And the new D coming in with the trade with Paterka, as much as I hated the Paterka trade as anyone else, I think, like you guys touched on earlier with Byram's situation, our defense has been a problem for years. And, I just wondered what your guys' thoughts were on kind of how we go about doing that. I know you guys talked about getting somebody like Bennett, and obviously that's not possible.
Bennett.
But I think we see success with the team.
What channel are you listening to?
Paul has stumped for Bennett the entire in an ideal world, that would be my target, basically. He never said it was a realistic idea that the Sabres could pull off. But if you could pick anybody, basically I would take Bennett before Marner.
Okay.
With something Paul.
Well, apologies. I had never said it, but that's fine. I can feel fine about the defenseman they got. I have no opinion on a third-round draft pick and maybe never will. What are the odds?
I like how he reads on paper, but it's years away. I think if the guy can play, which it seems like he can, getting a guy described as the meanest player in the draft, I'm good. I like that idea.
Shouldn't that be a first-round pick?
If he
shouldn't the meanest
if he were,
player
if he
in the
were
draft,
a better player, yeah, then maybe
if he were a lot better,
yeah,
he would have gone in the first round.
Yeah,
that seems right.
Yeah, that's how that usually works.
I don't know. No offense, but I'm not. Life's too short for third round hockey picks. Just
that's all right.
Single digits percent chance of mattering.
I'm here. I care.
Good. Single digit percent chance historically of meaning anything to the big club. Nate is next. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. I just had a comment on the Adams talking about basically just trying to get tougher and, you know, not without directly saying it, kind of saying we don't, you know, we don't really need to be worrying about scoring. I just wonder, like, what era of hockey he's watching. I mean, not being able to score is, you know, great if he wants to be known as like the Islanders or the Devils, just absolutely boring teams to watch. But it also kind of puts yourself in a pickle on how, you know, repeat times like the Colorado games happen this year where, you know, you are up and you can't score, but if you have talent and you can score, when you're like Colorado, you can actually come back in games. And I don't know, his strategy just kind of seems like, well, if we're down and, you know, we're just going to have to take Yale because
I want to stop you because I think you're subtly mischaracterizing what he is saying there. I don't think what you're hearing from him is that they don't care about goals or that goals aren't important and that you don't need to score goals. What he's telling you is, and this is, open fire if you need to here, you probably should. We have enough. Like, I'm not worried about losing Paterka's goal scoring because that's not a problem. We're going to get more from Benson. It's really the speech I was fearful of when I started talking about the trade of Paterka in the first place. As long as I don't get told we've got Quinn and Benson, then and you replace Paterka in some credible way, maybe even upgrade from Paterka in some credible way, then okay, because I like these pieces. They fit in nicely. They give you something you're lacking. Great. So he's not telling you goals aren't important. What he's telling you is they're not important to him right now because they think they have enough. And, I mean, maybe we'll get to take that car out for a ride and see how that goes. But I have a hard time believing you're going to just replace Paterka's offense with the guys that are here. I don't see it.
Just want to add, he might not actually think it. He's saying that he does.
Okay.
I mean, right?
Sure. Yep.
If he can't pull off what's necessary for whatever reason, financial, how he really wants to complete the build of the club, inability to consummate these deals, all of the above, then
he has to make it sound like a plan.
Yeah. I mean, 100% of the time, the person in that chair post-draft, Sabres, Bills, anybody, is going to tell you why he likes what he's got. And he might 100% believe in that, or he might.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
40%. I don't know. If he can, if there is this trade that you want, this signing that you want, then I'm with you, where they replace, as it were, Paterka's offense, he'll have a press conference then too. They should have a parade if that happens, if, at least a press conference, and he'll say exactly what Nate wants to hear. You know, offense, mm-hmm. Right? We're back.
It's going to help our power play.
Right. Like, yeah. We're back. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. Really, with Adams, like, you could convince me that he's down with this, that all of it, right? That it's time to shake up the, you know, shake up the makeup. I'll just say that. You're going to like that, right? Yeah. You like that. Shake up the makeup and, you know, come a little bit back offensively, take a step forward defensively. Maybe, you know, let's try that. That part of the shame of the losing is that, like, for me as a fan, hockey or football, I'm always here for offense. It's not just because it's more fun. It has nothing to do with it. It's more fun. It's just, like, always a little bit to a lot disrespected. You know, it's talent. It's not effort. We love effort. We love work ethic. We love team camaraderie. We love, you know, toughness. We love all these intangibles, none of which are actually scoring goals. And you have a team, you've had a team here that has really done well to score goals, but hasn't gone anywhere. And now they want to look more like the Panthers, right? Without Kachuk and so on. They want to look more like a team that, you know, you might not like playing against. And I'm going to roll my eyes for the next few months every time it comes up, because Florida's nothing without elite offensive players who can make the rest of it be worth enough. I mean, you have to have that. And the Sabres have had it. This was the Bills for so many years, you know, culminating in Sean McDermott, but, you know, Rex Ryan very much was this, right? Just like I always said, I think Rex sees passing as effeminate. Like, that's not real football. And like, oh my God, the only great teams I've ever seen wearing Bills uniforms were amazing on offense, and we're still going to try to, you know, condescend and talk about all the other stuff that you talk about when you don't have elite offense. But as you rightly pointed out earlier, you still do, in hockey, you still do talk about the other intangibles.
Now, more than ever now, because of Florida and Dallas, and even Edmonton learned how to, part of the reason Edmonton got to beat Dallas is they figured out how to play that way. And it isn't just, you know, beating people to a pulp physically, but it's being hard to play against and defending and all the stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, you're a cup contender. You got to have that now. And it's more, it's the Florida effect here. But Tampa sneakily, when they were great, was kind of similar. And it got outshined by, you know, the high end guys, but the foot soldier guys on that team were the same as Florida.
Why was their reputation different?
Stamkos and Kucherov and Hedman, high picks and like big flash. They, you know, flash, but the depth guys mattered a lot there.
Hart Trophy winners.
Yeah.
You know? Trophy winners. Florida, not quite on the same level. All right. Thank you, Nate and Garrett. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout. This is WGR. Welcome back. Luke Fox will join us at the top of the hour, talking about the Sabres, the weekend, and free agency ahead. Here is Nick with us. Hi, Nick.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? So I obviously, I'm here for it in terms of the complaining about the J.J. Paterka trade, but I do think that I haven't heard anyone talk about Josh Norris as a replacement. He led Ottawa in power play goals a couple of years ago. He's a 35-goal scorer. Mm-hmm. I know he's had some injury issues, but I haven't heard anyone mention him as a replacement for goal scoring.
Well, the sound point. You got to be able to count on him being here, and they definitely are. I mean, he's under contract. He's the highest paid forward on the team right now. I don't know if Tuck will get north of his figure, but it's 8.4 or something. Like, it's a big number. And many, many years still to come. So he's a new core piece is what he is. He replaced Cousins contractually and on the depth chart and really one-upped him, because I think he should outrank Kulik going into the season as far as their depth chart at center goes. And he's easy to forget because he got here and played three games. And you're right to be – anybody who's not mentioning him is probably doing so because they're afraid to count on him.
Or they just forget about his existence.
Right. But either way, he...
That's me sometimes.
He should matter. He should matter. And if he's healthy, then he's a big upgrade from Cousins. I'm not even going to say just an upgrade. I think he's a big upgrade from Cousins. He is a player who has produced when he's healthy consistently. He has had a real problem staying healthy. Cousins is kind of the opposite. He doesn't produce, but he's always in the lineup. You can kind of count on him at least being there. Norris is, you know, just... has a tough time staying healthy.
Big upgrade over the Cousins that we eventually,
right,
you know, lived with. Thanks, Nick. How was the ride Saturday?
The ride was great. The ride was tremendous. I was so happy the company was in the position they were. We were like media partners for the first time since I have been here. And that meant a lot to me because I love this event and I've been doing it. It's the fifth year in a row that I've done it, and to have the whole company behind us, and like we had a tent there, and our people were all on the stage, you know, calling out people who were finishing and just sort of, you know, just doing the thing that gets done at an event like that. It was really, really great. And I mean, I said near the end of Friday's show, I couldn't believe I got up Friday morning needing like $120 to get to a nice $3,000 for my fundraising for the year. And I asked on social media, can you, anybody want to help me get this done? I'd really appreciate it. By the time we rode on Saturday morning, I maybe was at $4,300.
Right.
It was just and the company did great. Roswell had, I think, a record amount of fundraising for this edition of the ride. And so it checked all the boxes.
6.1 million.
Yeah. Physically, I felt great. Like we knew it was going to be tough coming back in. The wind was blowing. And when you ride out in that part of the county, going out, you're going to have the wind at your back mostly. And then eventually you're going to have to turn around and come back. And sure enough, that was what happened. But we plowed through it. It really, a couple of people, one gentleman who came from Tennessee, he lived here. He's been in Tennessee a long time. He's an active cyclist, belongs to cycling clubs down there. Saw me posting on social media about the ride and told his wife, we got to do this. I want to sign up and do this. And he came and I rode with him. Bill was his name. I rode with him maybe 30 of the 45 miles. We were side by side. Really great. Another guy, Adam, Army vet. He has a brother. They love the show. Love all the morning guys, the whole thing. Wow. It was really, really great. I had a great morning.
Good.
I didn't even feel like I rode 45 miles either. Like stamina wise, even with the wind, I felt really great. So how about you? How'd your thing go?
Oh, it was terrible. No, I loved it. It was the Scott Fishbowl draft.
Yeah,
it was really fun. Thanks to Louis G for setting it up. Nick Fatty for having us out at his joint. You like to say that, joint?
Joint, yep.
At the Wurlitzer building, great day. It was nice weather. That helped.
Yeah.
For you too, I would say, probably. You know, it was windy, like you said, but just fine. Next, Luke Fox, Sportsnet, on all the NHL news. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.